Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Very sad news last night out of the NFL world. Jim Irsay passed away at the age of 65. Passed away yesterday in his sleep during the afternoon. Obviously, tremendously sad. Human loss of life. That is sad by nature. You add that in the impact that he has had on the league and on the city of Indianapolis, and it's a huge loss for that community. I read a fantastic obit piece. It's not really an obit. It was a personal recollection and reflection from Zach Kiefer, who's covered the Colts for a long time in Indianapolis for The Athletic and then previously for other outlets. And it was really interesting to read, Anthony, because he recalled like the number of late night phone calls he would get from Irsay, and he would riff on everything. But he's like, you know, he was fair. You know, he would occasionally get really mad about something that we wrote. And there's times that he called back 5 minutes later and be like, I'm sorry. There was one time particularly that he got really, really mad about stuff that everybody pretty much, including Kiefer, wrote about the Jeff Saturday hire. And eventually he was like, you guys were right. And I think Irsay gets painted as somewhere between like kind of a clown and something worse than that because of the history of drug use that he had and the couple of incidents he had that were, you know, he's got pills in the car and these kinds of things. And people see him as this, I don't know, subhuman, whatever. And the picture painted by Kiefer is extraordinarily human. And I think there's a lot to take away from Jim Irsay's life and career. He's someone who inherited the team from his father. And his father, by Jim's own admission, was terrible as an owner. Like, obviously, most famously, he moved the team out of Baltimore to Indianapolis. But, like, he hired Jim Irsay, I don't know if you knew this, Anthony, to be the GM of the Colts at age 24. So Jim Irsay was the Colts general manager under his father owner at the age of 24.
Dang. I knew he was one of the youngest GMs, like, ever.
That makes Jim Gladstone, what is his name? Is it Jim? No, it's not Jim Gladstone. Gladstone, the kid in, kid, he's our age, somewhere between your age and my age, in Jacksonville. Like, he's like 34. And everyone's like, I think it's James Gladstone. And everyone's like, he's so young. And it's like, imagine 10 years younger than that. And the only reason you have the job is because your dad's the owner. Pure nepotism. And when his dad died, one of the, you know, within a couple of years, going into the 1998 season or 1998 draft when they had the first overall pick and they're making the Ryan Leaf Peyton Manning decision, he gives it up. Like, that takes a lot to not pull the Jerry Jones and just be like, I know what I'm doing. He's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have this job because of merit. And so I'm going to go be the owner. And he gives the job and actually trades for Bill Polian. Polian ultimately makes the Manning pick and builds one of the best teams of the decade. And Irsay also, the philanthropy and the things he's done in the city of Indianapolis. I know you've spent a good amount of time in Indy, as have I, because the combine's there. And that's why I've been over the years. You've gone and visited Zaire for a bunch of games. And you walk like kind of past the RCA, or what the hell they call it now, Lucas Oil Stadium, not the RCA Dome, past Lucas Oil Stadium, and you go make that left and you're walking down towards that restaurant area, down whatever direction that is of the stadium, and you pass the Jim Irsay Family YMCA. And there's Irsay this and Irsay that, and it's because he's genuinely been in the community. And Kiefer writes beautifully about how big of a part of the community, and this is someone who does the kind of stuff that a lot of owners do because they're rich and they have access to stuff like planes. You know, someone has a loss in the family that's in the organization, and they, you know, Irsay flies them to him from the funeral on his private jet, like that kind of stuff. But also within the community, we just hand out $100 bills to people, or free tickets to games, or, you know, hey, oh, you're going to a playoff game to support the Colts, like, we'll take care of your flights or your lodging or whatever. Like, he just did a lot of great stuff. And I think you see the reaction from former players. I saw Reggie Wayne, among, you know, Marvin Harrison, Peyton Manning, all those guys, Edgerrin James, all had great things to say over the years, and many of them putting out thoughts yesterday when the news passed. But I'm just curious, Anthony, not to have you spill a secret to your friend here, but like, I'm sure Z, had thoughts, and is someone who's spent time in Indy and been around that Colts organization. There's the Indianapolis side of it before we get to the impact that he had on Washington, and he might be the most influential owner on the Commanders outside of Josh Harris, for reasons that led to Josh Harris that we can talk about in a moment.
Yeah, I definitely think Irsay was loved and, you know, respected by a lot of the players that, you know, was in the Colts organization. I talked to Z actually earlier today, because yesterday when the news broke, I was trying to get a hold of him, but I think he was tied up, and probably because of, you know, everything was going on.
One of the captains.
But yeah, he had just like nothing but good things to say about Irsay. He recalled, you know, Irsay calling him a couple of times, you know, talking about the team, hyping them up. He actually called one of Z's teammates literally last week to also, you know, just talk about the team. So he was constantly like checking in on players, the pulse of the team and things of that nature. Like, Irsay like really cared about it. And like, he cared about, you know, having that relationship with players. So to see former players come out and, you know, for Peyton Manning to say, you know, he'll forever be indebted to, you know, Irsay for giving him a chance, I think it just speaks volumes to like who he is as a person, kind of thing.
No doubt about it. And so, did he have his problems? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, were drugs a part of his problems over the course of the years? Yeah. And I think it's also like, not to get too serious, but too late, here we are. Like, it's also a reminder that like addiction and, you know, drug use and all those things, like, it can affect anyone. Jim Irsay had the money to get help and ultimately to keep living his life as long as he did, and, you know, to whatever other resources that he had, but he had the problem as well. And, you know, I think that instead of stigmatizing it and, you know, looking down upon people who are addicted and seeing it as a character flaw, if we realize that it's like a medical condition and that there's a lot of things that can go into why someone gets addicted to pain pills or opioids or whatever, that there is, it's not necessarily a character flaw because they want to be and they're weak, that there's a lot more there to be learned about addiction as well. So that is part of this. I also just happened to a couple weeks ago finish the book Empire Pain, Anthony. I don't know if you're familiar with that one at all. Patrick Radden Keefe wrote about the Sackler family and the opioid crisis and Oxycontin, and whoo, that's a book. Oh my goodness. Highly recommend that one. Patrick Radden Keefe, one of the best authors in the world. But he wrote about that, and it's well worth your time. But that's not related to sports at all. In terms of why he's so important to the Commanders, and especially the recent run of success, it's because in October of 2022, just after the massive ESPN story drop from Don Van Natta that owners or Snyder was walking around saying he had dirt on other owners, Jim Irsay was the first to break ranks of the ownership when he said this.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward. But you know, I think it's something that has to be given serious consideration to.
You ever seen something like this? Have you ever been to a meetings where you've had to consider things like that?
There, you know, in the past, there's been situations like that. You know, going back to the days with Eddie DeBartolo and you know, different times that are difficult, back to the USFL days in the 80s. I mean, there's been, there's always been, it seems like in the old days there was more difficult times that came up, you know. But I've seen a lot through the 50 years, so you're always prepared for them.
Is it?
He was the first one to say, yeah, we need to consider removing Dan Snyder. And owners are reluctant to say that out loud because they don't want the idea that an owner can be removed to enter anyone's mind. They're self-serving. They're self-interested. And the fact that Irsay had the moral clarity to say, yeah, this is a problem. And like, especially, I think people, there were two groups of people at the time. And there were people that were like, well, who's Jim Irsay to say anything? Like, look at him. And they go back to the, you know, the issues that Irsay had off the field, so to speak. Right. But I was kind of like, he's the perfect guy. Someone who says, I am not perfect. I have my flaws, but those flaws shouldn't cost me my football team. There are levels here. There are layers here. What Dan Snyder is doing, he's cheating the league. He's cheating his team. He's cheating the fans. He's taking money from people. He's trying to slander the league. He's slandering other owners. Like, he's doing stuff that is hurting the league beyond personal flaws. He's making conscious decisions, and not to mention running a toxic workplace that has us getting dragged in front of Congress. Like, we can't be doing this. And that courage and that whatever level you want to call moral clarity was one of the biggest things that I think changed the tide, because while no other owner came out and supported Irsay in that moment, it was clear others felt that way in the room. And the Snyders got the message, and it was within weeks that all of a sudden, between the ESPN reporting, between Irsay speaking out, the Snyder family hired Bank of America to explore the sale of the team. So Jim Irsay, an absolute legend of the sport in so many ways, a trailblazer in so many ways, a unique personality in so many ways, but someone who ultimately, in the long and storied history of the Washington franchise, nevertheless, the Colts franchise, will hold a tremendously special and important place because of what he said in that conference room or hotel or whatever that wherever that was back in October of 2022. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we will give you a quick preview of tonight's Western Conference Finals Game 2, some things that we are looking for, get you set up for a Friday show tomorrow, and then real things real people said in real microphones here on the Team 980.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.